Welcome to Fine Motoring with me, David Dundee. For interesting questions or just to find out more about something or to comment, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za, or find me on @DavidDundee on those social media channels. And of course, find the podcast on fmr.co.za. The Mazda CX-30 is a driveway stunner. Purposeful looks and a paint job up to Mazda's class-leading standards. The interior and finish is excellent, and the naturally aspirated drivetrain is class-leading in terms of numbers for power output. It's also one of the few mid-size crossover SUVs to have a heads-up display. Yet, I use a lot of class-leading in that intro, but the CX-30 battles to lead its class. The engine and gearbox and chassis are just fine when driven at family-friendly pace, but things change when you push. Unlike all of its turbo-equipped competitors, it doesn't feel in its element when pushed hard. A perfect car if you never do, that is, but for the spirited driver, it becomes noticeable and isn't the car for those of you with a socially inappropriate streak. In sport mode, it just kind of holds onto the gears for too long in an intrusively buzzy way without feeling sporty at all. For those wanting a spacious family SUV and are always well behaved, this should scratch your itches just fine. As for fuel consumption, it sees the high side of the sevens, and that's about okay. At a tad over 500,000 rand for a car, it could have had a little bit more in terms of active safety technology, and I would have liked to see at that price point adaptive cruise control. But that's more of a personal preference, I guess. I hated one thing though. Mazda is sticking with a rotary dial for infotainment and CarPlay and the like, and there is no touchscreen. I found this annoying to use and difficult. The thinking is it's less distracting when you're driving and therefore safer, but because the dial takes so long to use in complicated areas like Apple CarPlay, I found my eyes glued to it longer than they would have been if I had just reached over to a touchscreen and got there in one or two intuitive taps rather than a cascade of twirls and pushes. Having said that, as tested, the car is around 579,400 rand for the 2-litre dynamic edition auto four-wheel drive, which is the one I tested. You can spend a little bit more and get features like electronic seat settings, but that's about it. This is probably the pick of the bunch. And that's it for Fine Motoring this week with me, David Dundee. If you have questions, you want to find out more about something, david@fmr.co.za, or you can find me on @DavidDondi on those social media channels. That's DavidDondi, and find the podcast, as always, fmr.co.za.